What is the cloud? And more importantly, who cares? The term has been in use for years and is long past the point of being a buzzword, but it might become relevant again as we enter the next phase of the cycle. The cloud, as we'll define it, is any computer system, in part or in full, that runs in someone else's facility. Facebook is in the cloud. Etsy is in the cloud. Your bank's internal systems are probably not in the cloud. They run their systems on-prem, short for on-premises or in their own facilities, for regulatory and security reasons. But if on-prem is more secure, why would we use the cloud at all? It's mostly convenience and scaling. If you want a website, it's much cheaper to set up a Squarespace or GoDaddy account and use their building tools than it is to get an enterprise internet connection, buy a server, install and set up all the software needed, and make the website from scratch. Maintenance is also much easier. Ask any QuickBooks user about the convenience of QuickBooks Online versus desktop. Also, if your needs change, cloud providers will happily automatically bill you more for the increased usage, as opposed to needing to buy more or upgrade your equipment to handle the load. If the cloud is so much easier, why use on-prem at all? And what was that you said about cycles? Accounting and human resources. Not HR as in the department, but the actual human resources available to you. In accounting, the cloud is considered a service and falls under OPEX, operating expenses, while on-prem equipment such as servers fall under CAPEX, capital expenses. And everyone has a different, and often very strong, opinion on which is better. On costs, they're pretty similar if averaged over 5, 10, or 20 plus years. But with on-prem, the CapEx is mostly upfront, so that can scare people over to the easy monthly payments of the cloud. On-prem also usually requires access to more technical human resources. If you're a small organization, you probably don't have dedicated IT staff, or maybe even the budget to hire contractors. All of this leads to cycles between the cloud or on-prem being more popular. That all sounds like a sales pitch for cloud, but I have a sales pitch for you for on-prem. And that sales pitch is sovereignty. What happens to your records if QuickBooks closes your account? Your social media presence if Facebook does the same? And how will you access your money if your bank freezes your accounts? These types of hazards can be mitigated by using on-prem instead of cloud. It gives you far more control over your data and services. You can also build your own private cloud if you want to, maintaining control but making your systems available away from your office or home. Want to get ahead of the cycle and move some of your systems on-prem? You can find us at scalebright.ca. Cloudy with a Chance of Servers. Taylor Perron, Scalebright Solutions, October 28th, 2024.